Good afternoon. It's Sunday.
It's your
November the 14th. Smart Boy Tees, and we're talking about bonds today. Show me the money. Okay, so Naif, what did you learn about bonds today?
Bonds is a loan that you could make it to a company and you could rent money to someone buying or using a bond.
You mean rent money? You mean, what do you mean? Let them borrow money?
Yep.
No. Go ahead.
And a bond is for paying interest. And you could pay it monthly, yearly, or every 3 months.
Okay, hold up. So you can earn interest from the bond. You're not paying interest. You're earning interest on the money that you put into the bond. So if the bond costs $50, you're going to earn interest on your $50. $50 is the principal. Interest is what you're going to earn from the bond, like if your money was in a bank. Go ahead.
To get money back depends on the term. And a stock consists of all shares into ownership of the company.
So what did he say the difference between a stock and a bond?
A stock is, a bond is something you can buy on your own.
You can't buy it on your own. You have to buy it through a broker. But a bond is a loan, kind of, from the company. But the stock is, you actually, when you buy stock, you own a part of the company. But a bond, you don't. Are we clear? All right, what else did you have or write down?
That's it.
Okay, so who determines the term of the bond? Who determines the term, how long the term is of the bond?
The bank.
The business. And how long could it be, the term?
Month.
It could be a month. It could be a year. It could be 5 years. It'd be. So they gave an example of a company. How long was that company? What was the name of that company? And how long was the term of that bond? They talked about a company, a big company. What company was that? And how long was their bond for? You know, dear? You remember? They talked about a company, and it was a big company they mentioned, and how long was the term of that bond for? No? Remember the...
Every 3 months.
No, remember the kid asked, how long can the bond be for? Can it be for 20 years, 50 years, 100 years? Remember he asked that question? And he said, yes, there was a company that issued a bond.
Oh, 20.
There was a company that issued a bond, and the bond was for 100 years. What was the name of that company? Yeah, I used to have the app to watch stuff on.
YouTube.
No. Now y'all just guessing. Disney. Not Disney Plus, but Disney. So Disney once issued a bond, and he said in 1993? Did he say it was 1993? Yes. He said in 1993, Disney issued a bond for 100 years, and so whoever purchased that bond, you won't be able to get your principal back until 2093. So... Okay, how much can a bond be? What could it be? How much could a bond be? It could be 1,000. It could be what? 4,000, 100, whatever that business decided wants to be. So the business determines how much the bond can be. They decide on the term, and they also decide on the interest as well. So Tadia, write down. Tell me what you wrote down. What did you? You weren't really paying attention because you keep on your phone, and you're gonna lose your phone. But go ahead. You're gonna lose your phone after this. Because that's why y'all ain't know who the company was, because y'all not paying attention.
I knew who it was.
No, you didn't. So why you ain't say it?
I thought it was YouTube.
I said it was Disney Plus.
You said Disney Plus, but I had to give the clue. Tell me what you learned.
But also Netflix.
Tell me what you learned.
A bond is a loan to a company, and the stock owns a company, but the bond doesn't own the company. And a bond is buy the bond. A broker has to buy the bond, and the bond pays interest monthly, and it can be public or private, and you could sell or wait for the bond.
Is that it? I wonder If a company goes out of business and they issue bonds, how does that affect the person who bought the bond? Have to research that. I remember when he said that the broker can, you could buy a bond through a broker, but he also said you could buy a bond through a bank. And I remember when I used to work in a bank, you used to be able to buy bonds. And I do remember we used to sell the bonds to people who came in the bank, and some of them would get them for like 25 years. And then, but you couldn't, you could cash them in if you want, but if you let them mature for the 25 years, then you earn the full interest of the bond when you sold them or waited till they closed out. So I wonder how much those bonds were worth that Disney issued that are 100 years old, and they'll be available in 2093. So I think we're going to research that. That would be something good you guys can research. And so that's it. That's the end of this episode. We're talking about bonds. The kids were paying attention, but they weren't quite paying attention. But yeah. They'll have to answer to their dad. So, yeah, hope you guys have a wonderful Sunday. That is it for today. Share, like, tell your friends. And we'll see you next week. Bye.